Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring to you Dallas Cowboys color broadcaster and former Dallas Cowboy himself. It is Babe Laufenberg. Good morning, sir.
Corey and Kevin, good morning to you both.
Gotta ask right out the gate, especially since you were on some of these teams, have you watched any of the Netflix documentary?
I have watched about none of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Aww.
Haven't seen any.
Yeah.
Haven't seen
He's
any.
He's very busy watching film.
Okay.
Yeah, I really am. I'm immersed in today.
Okay.
Right? Today and tomorrow's game and trying to figure out how they're going to stop Ben DiNucci and the whole nine yards.
Right. What do you think about those Ben DiNucci?
Yeah.
What do you think about those hats that Ben DiNucci's company does?
You know what's funny? I'm really not a big hat guy, so it's hard for me to – I wear a hat to keep the sun off my head. And I kind of have this French Foreign Legion hat. It's a fishing hat. It's a fly fishing hat, but it works great. It covers your neck and the
so right. I've seen those.
It's awesome. I'll never forget. Actually, I'll digress a little bit here. Went to Rangers spring training, and I had that on at one of the things. Tom Greaves said, "Man, I love that hat. I mow my lawn." I said, "You still mow your lawn, Tom?" opening day. I was out there, and I brought a hat up into the booth for him.
Nice.
He loved it.
So there's a lot of pressure for me on this question, because I asked about Netflix. No.
Mm-hmm.
Hats? No.
Yep.
So I really need to hit with this one. I know that they were evaluating him for a concussion and everything, but outside of that, do you get the sense at all that Luke Schoonmaker has fallen out of favor?
That's going on the assumption that he was ever in favor.
Oh,
interesting. No, I mean, no, he has not. He has not been a guy that they've said, there's our guy. Fallen out of favor. I mean, it's hard to say that, but, you know, he hasn't been. Let me just say this. You took him with a second round pick.
Right.
He has not been that guy. The guy they took with the fourth round pick, they just gave a contract extension to in Jake Ferguson. Right. So that kind of told you a little bit about their thought on Luke Schoonmaker, I think, when you go and extend Jake Ferguson. But, you know, Ferguson is the starter. But I'm sure there was a clear expectation when they got Schoonmaker that he was gonna be their guy, and Jake Ferguson would be sort of that second tight end. But it hasn't worked that way.
Is it just injuries that you think, or like what else? It feels like there's more than just injuries that has contributed to him just never being that guy.
Yeah, it's so hard to say. I'll go back. Remember Mo Claiborne, the corner? You know, obviously, they took him with the sixth pick in the draft. He never really panned out. But I will say this. talking to other people at that time, I mean, around the league, other defensive coordinators and head coaches, they loved Moore Claiborne coming out. Nobody said, wow, what were they thinking, you know? But he was hurt. It seemed like every training camp he was injured going into it. And he never got that, to me, he never got that foundation, that base of training camp, where you kind of learn how to play the NFL game. Now, did he have enough time to learn it and all and become that player that they thought he would be? Yes, but see a little bit of that in Schoonmaker. Things just haven't gone his way from that standpoint. And then there's no question is confidence. Your confidence gets shaken, right? You're supposed to be the guy and you're not the guy.
Sure.
So, you know, he's got to figure out a way to get his confidence back. They have to figure out a way to get his confidence back. And maybe, as we've seen, you know, you see it with quarterbacks, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. Maybe he needs another team to get that confidence back.
Babe, I watched your video that you posted on Twitter, the Joe Milton and Will Greer, the same route pretty much up the seam. And I was talking to Kevin earlier this week, and I was like, man, if I'm Joe Milton this offseason, I'm calling the best quarterbacks ever and picking their brain, asking if I can get some help working through some of these things. Are the things that you're seeing him do incorrectly fixable? And do you see him making growth and taking steps from what when you first saw him to where he is at the moment?
Well, I'll kind of go to your first question about calling other quarterbacks. You know, you've got coaches out there.
Yeah, I get that too.
I mean, that's why they're paying him to turn him into a player or make him the best player that he can be. Now, would I call Troy Aikman if I had the opportunity and pick his brain?
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. But he has not been an NFL quarterback so far. I mean, and this is not, I know it gets into Twitter and people will take one line, but he's not doing the things an NFL quarterback needs to do. He's not ready to play that position. And I hear too, no, that doesn't mean he won't be, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But there's just things that you see, and I won't get into all the technical details of it or the nuances, but there's things you see where you say, hey, the guy's not ready to play. I watched Dylan Gabriel. Cleveland played this past weekend, and I was interested in watching him. And I mean, he just operated. Now, not near the talent. Joe Milton. We know that. Doesn't have the size, doesn't have the arm strength, but boy, he just operated. Now, as we know, Dylan Gabriel started 63 college games. 63. So There's a lot of experience under his belt. And Joe Milton doesn't have that. I'll say this. So I'll go back, and I think the statute of limitations has run out. So Sean Payton won't call me and say, hey, that was off the record. Cowboys are down in San Antonio. Tony Romo's down there. He's a rookie. About 10 days into it, I go up to Sean, and Sean and I were friends, our friends. And I said, hey, Sean. And of course, Parcells was there. So talking to an assistant coach, you know, you could get shot if they found out.
That's right. Anyway, I remember that.
I said to Sean, though, I said, hey, Sean, I'm watching this Romo kid. And I knew nothing about Tony Romo coming in. Nothing. I said, I'm watching him. And I said, he just seems to be getting through his progressions very nicely. And he said, oh, he's doing okay. And I said, well, you know, ball comes out. He's accurate. He's on time. And he says, he's doing okay. So I go through about three things like this, right? And I get, yeah, he's doing okay. So I said, and I truly do defer to these coaches that are there, see him every day, see him in meetings, watching the film after the practice, blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, Sean, I said, clearly I'm seeing more in him than you're seeing. And he said, off the record? And I said, oh, of course. He said, I love the guy. So he was downplaying it the whole way through. And then I said, well, I'm obviously got a misread on this guy. So, well, the bottom line is, I do not see it in Milton. You see all the athletic ability. You see the talent. And clearly, Brian Schottenheimer is saying, we're going to take this and we're going to develop it. And it's not a bad approach to say, hey, we've got this young guy that can run. He's run. He's big. He's prototype. Got a cannon for an arm. We're going to make something out of this. And clearly, that's the way they're going. But I also look at it, even when the trade happened, I'm like, why is New England giving up a quarterback that they're going to have under contract at a very low price
right.
for the next 3 years and traded him really for nothing. I mean, he got a fifth. You know, he gave up a seventh. I mean, they really traded him for – you don't trade a quarterback like that that you think could be your guy. And you might say, well, they had Drake May. Well, you know, the Washington Commanders drafted RG3, and then they took Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Well, guess who? The fourth rounder turned out to be their quarterback. Matt Flynn signed a huge deal with Seattle years ago. And the rookie, the third-round pick, Russell Wilson, turned out to be their quarterback.
Hmm.
Brock Purdy taken in the seventh round. Trey Lance was taken with the third pick in the draft. Why would you take a quarterback? You just took a guy in the third round last year or with the third pick. Well, Brock Purdy turned out to be the quarterback. So why New England would say, yeah, we've got this rookie and we're going to trade him for virtually nothing. My antenna went up just a little bit on, okay, what's going on here? Again, extremely talented guy. Will not be ready to play against Philadelphia if anything happens to Dak.
You know, I know there was a football team once that took a quarterback overall number one, and then in the supplemental draft took a quarterback in the first round as well. So it happened.
Did you just find that out?
No. I definitely remember. I felt kind of bad. They didn't mention Steve Walsh at all, and I was like, oh, come on. That was a huge deal at the time.
Oh, and let me just tell you, they need to interview me because – Troy Aikman and I were our friends. I can tell you how he felt about that. I don't know what he said in the Netflix piece, but and here's the thing. Put yourself in that position, and they probably covered it, but you're the number one pick in the draft.
I'd be pissed.
And the head coach, not only, you know, the head coach you turned down twice, Troy did, once when Jimmy was at Oklahoma State and again when he transferred from Oklahoma. That head coach, who just won a national championship, brought that quarterback in.
Yeah.
So how do you think that made Troy feel?
Yeah, I would be furious.
That, they, boy, these guys believe in me.
Yeah. they don't actually touch on that at all in the Netflix.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, unfortunately.
Let me tell you, too, the supplemental pick that they gave up, that was a first-round pick the next year, which was the number one overall pick in the draft because we went 1-15.
Yeah.
So the Steve Walsh – signing in the or you know taking that supplemental pick turned out to be the number one pick in the draft.
That's so crazy. in terms of these Cowboys tomorrow, I know there's a lot.
Hey boys, you guys can watch Netflix or we can sit down and have a beer.
Oh,
and I can tell you what was really going.
Oh, okay. I'll
have a cold beer with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I will drink water while we sit there, but I definitely pick that option.
That's good.
So is there any particular player that you think tomorrow can really help strengthen their spot on the roster or maybe even make the team? I know the process goes far beyond just the games, but are there any players that jump to mind that you're like, oh, this is an important game for them?
You know, James Houston, number 53.
Yes.
Has really impressed me.
Yes, me I mean, too.
He's brought the pass rush. Now, they're kind of, I don't want to say loaded at defensive end, but I got to figure out a way to keep him on my football team.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
There's a, just a few guys that have, Zion Childress has obviously shown something. I'll be surprised if they do not keep him. He's a rookie free agent from Kentucky. It's so funny. I forget the game, and I apologize, but it was 10, 12 years ago. I think Jason Garrett was the head coach, and, the mantra, hey, these games are important. This is the last test for these guys. Somebody went out and caught 12 balls, had 190 yards, had a 60-yard punt return, and they cut him the next day. So you sit there and go, hey, this is important for these young guys. And it is, the experience and all that. But I can't think of a guy, but I'm sure there's been one or two, who that final preseason game jumped up and said, wow, he really wasn't on our radar, but we got to keep this guy. I know Coach Schottenheimer had mentioned Hunter Lipke last year, but I think he had already, I won't say solidified himself, but he was making a push all throughout camp. I mean, he just kind of continued to get better every day.
I really want to see Jaden Blue tomorrow and see what that looks like.
Yeah. It's so funny that running back position, people say they're going to be able to run the ball. How do we know? the guys that they're counting on. Now, I will tell you, I have been impressed. And I know they took him, with the draft pick, and that means something. But Phil Maffa.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's looked pretty good. We haven't seen Jaden Blue, but I can't imagine that he won't be on the team. We haven't seen Javonte Williams. You're keeping your fingers crossed. The other thing, kind of along that running game, a little disappointing. They played three starting offensive linemen last week.
That's true.
Three of the guys that most likely will start against Philly, if you count Nate Thomas at left tackle. Three of them played. And that was a little discouraging that run game wasn't a little better when you've got three of your five offensive starters up there.
Yeah, they'll get there.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. That's
I think I told you guys this story before, but I just love it because it's like, yeah, we'll be fine. And Mike Maddox, Rangers pitching coach.
Right. Yes.
I got to tell you again, because not everybody was listening, but long and short, there was a veteran pitcher and I was out at spring training, covering spring training for CBS 11. And long and short, the guy was getting lit up. And after his outings, he would say, yeah, I'm just working on some things. I'm working on my changeup. I'm working on this. I'm talking to Mike Maddox. And I said, Corey Major says he's just working on some things. And he said, yeah, what he needs to work on? Getting people out.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, I love it, babe.
Momentum is not a light switch, baby.
I love it. Thank you very, very much for the time, good sir.
Oh, Thank you, guys. I always enjoy it. And anytime. I don't say that to just everyone over there.
I love hearing
that. I know the shows you don't like.
Okay. All right.
I'm just kidding. Hey, I'm kidding. Thank you, babe.
There you go. What does Bobby Belt say? Love you. Love you all. Whatever it is.
Babe Laufenberg right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, something crazy was happening in that 1989 supplemental draft. I went back and checked. So not only did the Cowboys forfeit the number one pick, the then Phoenix Cardinals forfeited what would have been the fourth pick, and then the Broncos also forfeited their pick. And I just want you to consider this. I know we won a lot, and that's fantastic. If the Cowboys would have had the number one pick in that draft, do you know who they could have drafted? Could have still had Emmitt Smith. They're not going to take Jeff George, one would think. Cortez Kennedy or Junior Seau. Can you imagine the defense the way it was and adding?
You never would have needed Charles Haley.
Ooh.
And would that have been the thing?
I would have been sad without him. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, you can really buy anything at Costco next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, tonight, Jake's, the G-Bag Nation will be doing their show 515 Main Street in Fort Worth. And then once that show's over at 7 o'clock, Fan Phenom will commence if you want to go participate.
You going to try out?
No, because I'll be getting ready for our show tomorrow live from Freebirds in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road, Suite 350. Right now. Man who's always ready, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Twitch and YouTube available for you as well. Plus, you can literally buy anything at Costco. Even stuff they actually own. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But before we get to the question of the day, too, some sports news that I think is just kind of funny and another reason to point at MLB and laugh. It looks like MLB and ESPN are back in business together, according to Front Office Sports.
I thought it was going to be Peacock. What happened?
They have an agreement to make the network the exclusive home of out-of-market games for all teams and in-market for five clubs, The Athletic has learned, according to Andrew Marchand. And ESPN has declined comment to this point, so the details are still somewhat vague. But I'm sure it'll be just like the ESPN all-inclusive streaming service that they launched, I believe, today.
Yes.
Where, you know, you just give it a couple days for them to get their, or even a couple of hours for them to get their press releases all written up and everything, and we'll have all the details in a matter of time. But again, MLB just not standing on business. They say, hey, you don't cover us enough. You don't show us enough love. We're getting out of here. And then what, like 2 months later?
You know what? I wonder if they've seen how quickly ESPN publicized the hell out of the WWE once they made that pay-per-view, I'm always going to call it that, deal with them. And they're like, all right, so all we need to do is like be with them and they'll just do everything.
Exactly. And on that note about the relationship that they have with WWE now, I thought it was interesting that the promo package that they ran for Wrestlepalooza, which is coming back, an old ECW show, that's going to be exclusively on ESPN in September. I think like the first 15 seconds of the video package they made for it did not feature a single superstar. It was all celebrities that have been on WWE TV recently. So that's their pitch, is like, we need to get names that people recognize to be like, hey, they think it's cool too. You can watch it and you can think it's cool. Jelly Roll thinks it's cool. Snoop Dogg thinks it's cool. George Kittle thinks it's cool.
Hagee, you know, and Alec think it's cool.
Facts. Exactly. So all these just massively famous people, you know, they think it's cool. Mm-hmm. You should check it out too. So, you know, I think MLB might be looking at how they're just promoting the hell out of some of these things that they are getting now. And they're like, hey, maybe that was a bad idea. Mm. If they want to, they will. You know, that's some relationship advice in business and real life. Now, time for the question of the day, gentlemen. I was thinking about some things that this actually came up to me when I was at the grocery store. Me and Corey were kind of just talking about something in the same vein with protein bars. What is your relatively healthy addiction? 877-881-1053, because I feel like we always focus on our guilty pleasures and stuff, but what's your relatively healthy addiction that you're kind of proud of and you might not show off enough?
Oh, yeah, it should be.
Yeah, it's Kevin's water.
Should be the water. Intake. I was going to say, I also snagged an Epic bar.
Epic.
These are like little meat bars, and they are shockingly not bad for you, like most of the food that I ingest.
Wow.
But it is water. I drink almost only water. I will sometimes dabble in a little bit of chocolate milk or orange juice, but I pretty much.
Fermented grapes?
No.
That's but fine.
I know, but I drink almost only water all of the time. Fun Germany fact, you're not allowed to have twist off caps that come off all of the way. Every single one of their caps is like barely held on at the end. I hate it.
I've seen that. I think I saw Drake complaining about that on Instagram last night.
You can't just clip it off.
No, you can. Uh-huh. It's just like if you don't remember immediately and you're like, thinking you're taking the cap off, and then you're like, wait, what the hell
you're drinking a cap.
Is this? Yeah, I talked to multiple German people who said it is the law, and they also dislike it.
It's a law?
Yes!
No freedom in Germany.
Heck, it used to be worse.
I like this rise bar that Adrian recently purchased. It's got three ingredients in it, and that's pretty cool. And it's like honey, almonds, and protein. But I think this is relatively healthy. Adrian at Costco gets these giant bags of sweet potato chips that are made in avocado oil.
Yep.
And there are a couple different flavors. The regular sea salt ones are fantastic. And I told Kevin the other day, I was like, I think I may have found my new favorite chip. And I've been eating these for a while. And Avery came in one day and he was like, This is like electrolytes. Like, this is basically, it's just eat these and you don't need to put electrolytes in your water. And I was like, yeah, exactly. It's got potassium and everything you need in it because sweet potatoes are awesome.
They are. I am new to the sweet potato game.
Okay.
Like, I know you're like, they've existed for
quite some time,
but
bro.
Look, I also told you, I just started with the headphones. Uh-huh. They don't have wires like within the last 18 months. All right. So like, that's fair critique. We were in Surprise, and I got sweet potato fries that I thought were freaking incredible. And yeah, go sweet potatoes.
You just that needs to go with the potato. Just kind of merge those two, and I love it.
Oh man, that's amazing. I see our guy Colby Tolbert texting in from the 214. He says, "Running my business, Tolbert Garage Door." There you go.
Yes, it is.
From the 214, it's Jagon and Terrell. He says, plain avocados, two a day.
Oh.
That's commitment. When you're intaking something so specific like that, not just one.
It makes you feel full.
Yep. It's
healthy fats.
Yep.
Like that's a lot of avocado, but I appreciate what he's doing.
From the 214, nuts.
These?
Are they all healthy?
Are all nuts healthy?
Yeah, like if you're chugging down the honey roasted peanuts or whatever, which are delicious.
Or the wasabi-covered nuts. Yeah. Oh, my God. The wasabi and soy sauce ones. Oh,
you do bring up a good point, Kevin, because they'll do some, like, fancy, like, seasonings on them and stuff. And it's like, I don't know. We might be pushing the line there. But, yeah, like, a standard trail mix. Yeah, it doesn't hurt anybody. I actually keep, like, as an emergency snack in my backpack, dark chocolate-covered almonds.
Have you ever eaten trail mix out on the trail?
Yes, actually have.
Because I think that's the...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Thoughtful.
Not the Oregon Trail, though.
A lot of people died of dysentery. Yeah,
that's true.
I found on healthline.com the top five nuts for your health. Mm-hmm. Number five, pecans.
Junior year.
Number four. Jeez. The hell are you doing right now?
Sorry, I was responding to something different.
Number five, pecans. Uh-huh. Number four, cashews. Number three,
I love cashews.
Walnuts, which nobody likes. Number two, pistachios. And number one is almonds to this day.
Are walnuts the one where you need that flexi grip thing that strengthen your wrist?
Chalk.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
But the description, I hate you that I instantly knew what you're talking about.
But you knew.
I instantly knew, and I hate that.
Almonds and cashews are tremendous.
Yeah.
Flexi grip thing.
Like, maybe you have the strongest hand in the world as a nutcracker.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know if that's exactly the phrase. Oh, shut up.
Mm-hmm. From the 832, I'm trying to save you here.
Thank you.
It's Tolo Nasty. It says sparkling water is my guilty healthy pleasure right there. I cannot do it. I cannot do bubbling water.
Agreed.
I call it spicy water now because of you.
Thank you.
So you've made an impact on my life.
Why is it spicy?
You know, one of the things that I think that I find it helps me with, it's a fantastic substitute for alcohol. Because if you like beer, if you like mixing your cocktails with soda,
yes,
you just drink that, put some lime in it, and it does something to your brain where it's like, no, you're satisfied, you're okay. And now I can go through a whole 12 pack of them, and that's fine because it's water.
Yeah. You know? And see, our guy Cody from sales, he texted and he said his is a virgin ranch water.
There you go.
Tajin on the rim, orange flavored sparkling water and some lime juice, and he's good to go.
Yeah, that's a great substitute for that because there's something about it kind of fills up the belly a little too because it's bubbly. And then maybe you have a good burp.
Oh, there you go. Oh. And I know you like doing that.
Nice hearty burp.
And guys, you can literally buy anything from Costco, I'm convinced, after this story. I don't shop there, so I didn't know that this happened. That they switched from Pepsi products to Coca-Cola. at their little market in store.
Oh, no.
So that means they had to get rid of all of their signage had like the hot dog combo for $1.50 because there's a cup that says Pepsi on it. They're not partnered with them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So employees were so eager to get their hands on these signs and take them home for whatever reason that they started having internal auctions for these signs, with some employees reporting prices as high as $200 for the hot dog combo sign at their location that they work at.
Jeez. I get it. I know you're saying this as if maybe this is not for you. I get it. I would probably participate in this auction.
It might be for me because me and my dad were always the father-son duo at like GameStop and stuff that would be like, hey, after Call of Duty's kind of not cool anymore, can you call us when that cutout is available?
Dude,
or like at the movies, like, hey, if you're about to throw this away, can you just let us know?
My Tom Thumb has a Topo Chico umbrella, like an outdoor umbrella.
Oh, that's cool.
And I want that thing so bad.
Yeah.
Every time I get a chance, I do whisper to him like, hey, whenever y'all get ready to get rid of that, I totally will take it.
Man, yeah. I feel like we could definitely fill a segment with what sign do you want?
I want a sign.
All right. We probably won't do that right now. We have a shorter show, but that could be a future segment. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Where would you rank the CD and Pickens combo among the NFL wide receiver tandems? Next on The Fan.
1:23 to go on a 2nd and 9. Pickett lines up a deep ball. Separation. Touchdown, George Pickens.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip
it and sip it.
Ooh, I like that. And let's start with this. Would you take essentially 2-to-1 odds on your money and you get the Commanders, Cowboys, Lions, and Vikings to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl? So if one of those four teams, you like that number?
Yeah.
Is it because you
lay down $1 on that?
Okay. Would you lay down $10 on that?
Yeah, I'll lay down $10
on that. Okay. All right. Alec?
I'll lay down $100 on that.
Okay. Whoa. Oh.
Play no money.
I'll
have to sell a table, obviously.
Almost 2-to-1 on your money, but you get the Commanders, Cowboys, Lions, and Vikings as your reps to make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'd put a fun bet on that.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, it doesn't seem too unrealistic, but it also, like, it warrants enough head scratching for me to think about it. Sure.
Sure. And I think the fact that they just obviously left out the Eagles makes a lot of sense. All right. We have talked about this before, but there is a new CBS article, and I want to see if you think this is a fair placement.
I thought you were going to say there's a new sheriff in town.
I like the one we have.
Yeah, he's good.
So the top 10 wide receiver tandems for specifically this season. I'm going to quick hit some of these. Seattle with Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Cooper Kupp is 10. McLaurin and Debo is 9. Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter is 8. We'll talk about that more probably tomorrow. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle is 7.
Their quarterback brings them down.
I could see that. Davante Adams and Puka is 6.
That combination, I think, is going to be better than 6.
Okay. How high? Okay. Wait on that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the rest, and you tell me how high you think they could go. All right, number 5, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. And then at 4, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. So from there, we go Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Now, this is a fascinating selection.
Because Jordan Addison's not even playing.
Exactly. But this article came out last night. So, like, they had the information, and they still say this is number 3. With Chase and Higgins at 2, and then A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith at 1.
I don't think you can argue with the top two. You can argue where they belong, but number one just won a Super Bowl, and they were effective against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that makes makes a lot of sense. Jamar Chase, we say arguably with Justin Jefferson, it's because of Jamar Chase. It's because he exists.
I agree.
Jamar Chase is...
Would you not flop 2-1?
I could very easily. But again, because they just won the Super Bowl and they were effective through the stretch.
Yeah.
That's why. T. Higgins had some injuries that have really hurt them at times, too. The
side question, do you think Terry McLaurin should be good with T. Higgins' money?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, he's the number one receiver on that team.
Right.
And so I see why he's like, I'm this important to you guys. Sure. The CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens area is very interesting to me because people are just waiting to see what George Pickens does here.
Yeah.
That could very well skyrocket to number one very fast because that's how good CeeDee Lamb is. And if people don't want to believe that, I don't know what else to tell you. Watch a different sport. But Whoa. George Pickens is, you know, he hasn't quite lived up. He's had some really good things, but he also had some really bad quarterbacks that he was playing with. So how much better can he be opposite of CeeDee Lamb? But I think people are just waiting. And, Kevin, we kind of have been excited about number two receivers around here that have never been used.
Yes.
And so, like, that's another factor that I think goes in. I haven't read any of the capsule on this, so I'm just going off my feeling. But I think that George Pickens is one of those that everybody's like, I'd love to rank them higher, but I just don't know.
Okay.
So that's where I sit with them, and I totally get that. I would probably bump the Puka and Davante Adams thing over Detroit.
Okay.
And I could totally see them moving into the four spot if the Cowboys moved up too.
Okay.
So Justin Jefferson, listen, Justin Jefferson is...
And he just returned to practice himself.
He's at the top of the list.
Yeah.
And he definitely carries that couple to number three. He definitely does that. But Jordan Addison is a quality receiver.
Sure.
I put him in the Jameson Williams grouping sometimes.
Well, and you know he's good because when you found out he was going to be out, immediately the word was, are they going to trade for somebody? That's like the sign that... That's a really good player that you've lost.
So I really still just think Davante Adams. I know what he did to Vegas, and then things. He still had really electric moments in with the Jets.
Right,
he was really good with Vegas too. It's just then he decided I don't want to be here anymore, and then injuries came up, and injuries have plagued Puka Nacua as well. So but those two are tough receivers. And if Matt Stafford's on the field, I have a lot of faith in him. I'm very interested to see if Stetson Bennett grows into that position if Matt Stafford can't go.
Now, it might have been earlier this week, if not certainly, but at the end of last week, we talked about could the Bills be the anti-Cowboys when it comes to like locking up your younger players to contract extensions before they're even particularly available or they're not up. Here's another example. Josh Allen is not going to play in the Buffalo Bills preseason finale on Saturday. You might be like, yeah, okay, big deal. Just like everybody else. Who cares? This is the first time in Josh Allen's career he will not play in a preseason game.
Oh, do you think he's upset about it? Or do you think he's like, dude, I just got married this offseason?
I don't. You know what? I am curious if like she has any career advice along the way or anything like that. I don't think he's upset whatsoever, but
I can't remember if it was you or if it was Fred that I was having this discussion with about Taylor Swift, and he said the best thing that happened to him,
that was not me,
was Taylor Swift, because he was so dumpy last year, Kelsey, that is, and he was slow, he was bad, everybody knows.
Yeah,
but this year he's come back in fantastic shape, and Fred was like, it's because of her. She's the best at what she does, you know, and she makes tons of money, you know, like, and she was like, looked at him and was like, you better get better too. Like, right. I was like, oh, wow, that's a pretty interesting take. And I wonder if Haley Steinfeld's like, look, I'm the number three-ish actress out there, and you can be the number three-ish quarterback. You don't have to play in the preseason.
Man, I feel like really low expectations. But DeMarcus Robinson for the 49ers has been suspended for 3 games. This was anticipated. This stems back to his DUI charge. So he'll be out for the first 3 games. The Chiefs essentially gave Sky Moore away for almost nothing. Remember, there was a time when a lot of hype was put on Sky Moore going with the Chiefs. I know Kavanaugh was super stoked about that move at the time.
What I saw in college was really good.
The Chiefs traded Sky Moore to the 49ers for a swap of their sixth and seventh round picks in 2027.
Oh,
so they're like, I don't
That's
care.
Basically the Herschel Walker trade right there.
Not quite, yeah, but
one
I
team
like,
got fleeced here.
I like your enthusiasm.
Sky Moore, I don't even know if the Niners have any receivers left at this point. I wonder how they're going to use him.
Yeah.
Because Andy Reid never could figure out the way. And I wonder if Shanahan's like, no, you were just using him wrong. I can do this.
That I do always like that debate between you were using him wrong and he's just not that good. All right. Let's update you on the NFL top 100. All right. So starting at 30, we've got Xavier McKinney, the aforementioned we were just discussing, A.J. Brown, Tristan Wirfs, Jahmyr Gibbs is at number 27 for his first appearance in the top 100. Zach Bond, or Bound if you're fancy. He is there at 26. Danielle Hunter, 25. Brock Bowers, 24. And then Lane Johnson at 23. Obviously, one of the concerning things that we've discussed is you've seen the Cowboys, and now whether it's Lane or Zach or A.J. Brown, you've got the top 30 or the top, top 30 filled with Eagles players.
That's enough.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
What is
it? We've shifted things around, but let's go back to the Rangers. And are you ready for a shorter MLB schedule next on The Fan?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.